Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now we're in a transition a little bit.
Welcome back. It's Molly and Haas, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Get well soon, Molly. He was out today. Feeling under the weather. Something struck last night. Hopefully he's back tomorrow. Looking forward to that if he is. Like, thank a lot of people for, boy, today, a lot of great calls, a lot of great texts, a lot of great involvement from everybody. Most of all, thank you for listening on this Wednesday, November 6th. Thank you to Evan Thomas for getting us on the Twitch stream and for motivating us with his nice little messages every single morning. Thank you to our executive producer, Dustin Rhodes.
What is Shane Waldron doing?
Oh, man.
Stacey was great today. She was candid, she was honest, and she didn't hold back. But there's nothing really she said that was unfair at all. Thanks to Brandon Fryer for finding that sound.
Chirp, chirp.
Okay, no more nice things about you. I mean, did you really have to go and get the chirp, chirp? So I have to mention Ball State lost to Miami of Ohio. Maction on a Tuesday.
That was a home game.
I know. I'm aware.
I shouldn't admit to this, but I watched a lot of that game.
Well, I think it was worth watching.
I said I shouldn't admit to it. Dan made this face. Yeah. I prefaced it.
No, I probably should have.
Well, it definitely was not the finish that I wanted to. They had the ball with 2 minutes to go. They needed to drive down to get a touchdown. Couldn't get it done. So that kind of year. Thank you, Brandon Fryer. I was having a good day. And then I was not having a good day. All right, time now for Bernstein and Harris, along with Layla Rahimi. Hello, everybody.
Hey, is there a trophy at stake in the Ball State Miami of Ohio game of any kind? Is there like the old birch shoe or something?
It's actually for world supremacy.
Okay.
I'm sure there is. I don't remember what it was. I do think they're the biggest rival that Ball State has.
Like the golden coffee mug or something.
There's something because
that's what I thought. That's a primordial rivalry.
Wait, that's the biggest rival? Because I know it's not the biggest rival Miami has, so that's interesting.
Well, it's
Miami's is Ohio, right?
Yes, yeah. Definitely, so, is Ohio. I covered Miami. Yeah.
When we played, I think Miami was the biggest in-conference rival. Okay. And Indiana State probably was the – we played for the victory bell.
Okay. So there, there it is.
We played for the victory bell, I think, at the Hoosier Dome or the RCA Dome or whatever they were calling it. But it was the indoor game, and that was a lot of fun. But I don't remember the name of the Miami rivalry except for they were good. They were usually pretty good. Cradle of Coaches usually have a pretty good football program and a couple long days in Oxford, Ohio. But yeah, I watched a little Maction last night, but and it's down tonight. There's more Wednesday night football.
There was a doubleheader last night.
There is, I know.
That's what Maction like is all about. You get to this point in the season.
Two games on a Tuesday, and I was like, oh, don't mind if I do.
But you got to understand the mindset. Okay, you're going to these Mid-American Conference schools. This is generalizing. You're overlooked by the Power Fives. You're overlooked by the Big Ten. You're overlooked by everybody. You go, you get free room, board, tuition, books. Now you get an NIL deal. And now you get a chance to play national television. You got to play a Tuesday night? Fine. Go Gonna play on Wednesday night, back to back. I'd do it.
This
You're on national TV.
This North Texas alumni loved watching my team get curb stopped by Dan's tuition payment Tulane school homecoming on Saturdays ago. Dan was like, "Are you watching this? It's on ESPN2." And I'm like, "Yeah."
That game was just too green. You just had the green wave and the mean green, and it was like you couldn't.
There were a lot of points. There was no defense.
Who won that game?
Tulane by a lot. Yeah, it was. We have no defense. None.
That's why I love those matchups. I love those minor bowl games with 17 sponsors and, you know, they have to go to the Bahamas to play. Whatever.
That's the Popeye's Chicken Bowl, though.
Okay, I love it.
That's what Lawrence said is the ultimate bowl game, because you don't really care who wins. You're in the Bahamas, and it's sponsored by Popeye's.
Yeah, what could go wrong, really?
Like, that's really, you never want to go home.
How do you guys feel about the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl?
Love it. I love it.
And do you say poinsettia or
because
poinsettia?
Because somebody's getting a free trip somewhere.
It's poinsettia.
That's how poinsettia. I feel. But Marshall,
it's spelled wrong.
We say it
a lot of words are spelled wrong if you want to go with the phonetics of it all.
Yeah, I know. Look at my name.
Huh?
Huh?
Spelled the same as laugh.
Oh, but that's an understood.
I'm just saying. That's an example.
Is there another A-U-G-H word that has the
haw? So when you're on the phone with somebody and you say haw as in raw or haw as in...
No, I should say hee-haw.
Oh, okay.
And when Dan and I do, David and I do a show together, it's her haw.
Yeah, it's haw. Right. Yeah,
okay, because I'm just kidding, because I know sometimes you have to do that because people will read it and they'll say, "Is it huff? Is it?"
Yeah. Yeah. You took me back to early childhood Saturday morning with the hee haw reference. Yeah,
people get hee haw.
I was like,
right?
Why do people watch this?
It's a good question.
I was aghast.
It's a fair question.
I was aghast. I was like, why is this on national television right now?
You know what? That's a great question for today. And I think the same answer.
Hey, man.
It's a great question.
You got to know your neighbors, man.
I will say, though, don't sleep on Roy Clark when it comes to actual guitar playing. There are some incredible...
Guitar or banjo?
I think he plays multiple, but there's some incredible
probably got a little harmonica in him, too.
Of him. No, he's a legit musician.
Yeah. I'm saying, he probably has some harmonica. I wasn't joking when
tambourine.
I said that.
Tambourine?
Roy Clark was legit.
Maybe.
That was a dude.
So I don't even remember much except the two people sticking out of the hay making some joke.
That's about all you need to remember.
Yeah, and frankly, I thought that was a good bit. Like, you can put some hay up here on this desk,
it's
and we're basically
fault.
Doing the
just
same thing.
Out of Texas, it's not your fault. Something's just,
Oh, yeah, that was the grandparents' house, man. He always on after Mama's family. Somewhere in there was a Petticoat Junction and a Green Acres.
I appreciated Mama's family, though. I could get down with Mama's family. The sitcom of it all. I like it.
I wasn't a big Petticoat Junction.
Yeah, I wasn't a Petticoat Junction.
It was just on. It was like, that's on. What was on. You didn't have a choice in the matter. It was either that or
Petticoat
maybe.
Junction was on when you're sick and you're home. And then it's like...
If your grandparents weren't home...
Watching Channel 32 and it's like courtship of Eddie's father.
If my grandparents weren't home, then I got to watch Jerry Springer and Jenny Jones.
Conjunction Junction greater than Petticoat Junction.
Exactly. How about Beverly Hillbillies?
Of course.
Yeah.
Tell a story about a man named Jack.
Beverly Hillbillies.
I don't think I've ever seen a full episode of any of the previously mentioned shows.
Wait.
What?
Any of them.
How?
I just haven't. I've never seen, because why would I sit for a half an hour for any of those?
All I know is Dan lived a very different life.
I didn't have another option.
He really did.
I just turned it off. I'd rather read a book. Or run around and hit a tree with a stick or something. I mean, they're just
not
so,
run around and hit a tree with a stick.
There's so many better options. That's the problem of when you're sick and you got like Vicks VapoRub on and Canada Dry ginger ale that's like lukewarm and because the ice cube melted in it, and then it's Price is Right, and then there's some other like weird ass game like High Rollers or Card Sharks, and then you start moving into the
gotta love the game shows.
You move into the dead period of the afternoon before like Underdog comes on, and you're just like.
You weren't watching the stories?
No. I didn't watch any of that, too. No.
You need a Guiding Light, a little General Hospital, a little Days of Our Lives?
No.
My children.
No.
That's stuck at your grandmother's house.
No, that's what you would be doing is watching the stories. 44.
All my children.
All my children.
Sure.
Definitely.
Not even close.
Oh, my gosh. Pine Valley was my second home.
My mom said I was watching that in the womb.
I
were.
Believe it. Everybody watched All My Children. I used to tape All My Children.
Really?
Yes.
Young and the Restless. Yeah,
there was a time where...
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place.
Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Baseball, like when there wasn't as many entertainment options, you could have a funny conversation with like baseball players or athletes who work at night about like a general hospital here and
I'm
there.
I'm sure.
Because like everybody, we all kind of watch the same
Luke
stuff.
Luke and Laura dominated pop culture back in the day.
It was Sonny and Brenda for me. That was
like back watching like Dallas and Dynasty.
Well, that's different. The primetime stuff.
Oh, here we go.
What is? It's different than the middle of the day when.
Why is it different?
It just is. The primetime
soap versus the day soap.
I got hooked on soap operas because I was seven and had a babysitter or six that would force me to sit on the couch while she sat there and watched
the soap opera. Yeah.
Don't leave. So I was like, you know, at a young age.
If
I was
at my grandmother's house. Stories.
Yeah. If I'm at my grandmother's house and my other cousins aren't there, well, you know what it's going to be. And it's not looking good.
And you couldn't go out and do stuff on your own. Just be like, sorry, grandma, I'm busy.
I'm like 9 years old, no, I can't just run outside in the country in Athens, Alabama.
Why not? Going,
oh, Dan.
Because danger is real.
Okay.
They live next to a four-lane highway. It's like off a four-lane highway. It's okay, rural. Well,
I know, but I imagine there's like a field where you can go catch frogs.
Do you think this is the
something.
Sound of music?
Yes.
It is not. It is not the sound
the
of music.
Are alive.
Man, Dan lived a different life. I'm telling y'all.
Speaking of soap operas, how are you going to handle the Bears today and everything else?
That is a soap opera, and they wear shoulder pads just like Dynasty.
Well, we learned something, and as usual, we have a rule on this show, and it's never miss a mailbag.
Right.
What because the is going on?
Because
we never know.
The beat writers in this town love to slip things in a mailbag that you wouldn't otherwise read that should sometimes generate a headline.
Yeah.
And Brad Biggs gave us one of those in today's mailbag.
Yes, he did.
So we'll get to that. There's also widespread national criticism of the Bears' offensive scheme. We will talk to Mike Florio at 11. We got some baseball notes. We have to compare and contrast the way certain general managers talk about their teams and take a look at the, what are they calling it? The, not the modern era, but there's a group of Hall of Famers from Gen X wheelhouse that are now
Tommy John being
possible.
Among them.
Oh, I mean, Dick Allen and Tommy John and Dave Parker and Luis Tiant, Steve Garvey.
I had all those baseball cards.
Of course you did. So there's some interesting names on
there. I think
he's going to
be okay.
High noon,
Steve.
At 11:40.
I think he's going to be all right.
The father of our country. And Cynthia Freeland will join us from the NFL Network. She's got thoughts on what the Bears are doing and not doing at noon. We're going to have fresh Matt Eberflus, fresh Caleb Williams sound, and we're going to have news from Hallis Hall about injuries and more.
Have a great show.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.